This weekend, some Arizonans will be taking part in the German-American Folk Festival in Berlin. They include the Native American Indian fusion band Clandestine and hoop dancer Tony Duncan. For many years, the travel route has been reversed, as Arizona is an extremely popular tourist destination for German travelers. Dirk Seberg was born in Germany and is actively involved in the Valley's German Society of Arizona. He says his passion for the American West shares a lot in common with other Germans.
I picked up a copy of one of the adventure novels written by Carl May. He is, I would say, single-handedly responsible for his influence on German readers, especially young readers, and portraying the Old West as an adventurous area out in the New World.
Tell us when he was writing and when the books are set as well.
They're set in the early 19th century. He wrote the novels in the late 19th century. Most of the stuff is fiction, and I guess in the later years he wrote some novels that were more grounded in reality. But it's interesting because sometimes reality and irreality kind of mixed together as he was writing them.
When you mention things like adventurousness, what are some things that come to mind for you?
Traveling through the Old West and exploring new areas and meeting natives and negotiating with them, that kind of thing. Carl May had an inkling for the underdog, so to speak, and he was usually on the side of the natives, and that's how German readers were approaching the Old West, sort of with an eye toward the Native Americans.
And as someone who has lived in Arizona and lives here now, has it lived up to some of the things you thought about when you first read Carl May?
In some ways, yes. In some ways, no. I've lived here for a while, but I was a city kid, and I'm a city dweller now. My exposure to the Wild West, so to speak, hasn't been that great. But I would say that imposing features of the state that have made an impression on me, and they are somewhat reflected in the novels that I read as a child, yes.
Dirk Seberg, who's actively involved in the German Society of Arizona.